Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. I was remiss earlier in the first newscast. I was talking about the Strudel House. The Strudel House is a local restaurant here in Des Moines, and it is going to be on Cheap Eats. All right, Cheap Eats with Ali Khan, and that happens tonight, 9 o'clock Central Time. And this is on the Cooking Channel, Strudel House with Chef Michael Leo and several other Des Moines area businesses. Strudel House is a client of the Business News Hour as well as our advertising agency, and I just needed to get that out there and let you know. 9 o'clock tonight, the Cooking Channel, Strudel House, nationwide. Going to be good stuff. In studio with us is our friend from Windsor Heights, who has authored a book. It is called Out of the Mud, and it is a history of Windsor Heights, which is relatively a new city, if you take a look at that. His name is George Hanusa, and he is the official, semi-official, and volunteer historian for the community of Windsor Heights. Good to see you, George.
Thank you.
So how did you come up with this idea to write a book about the history of Windsor Heights?
Well, we've lived here 40 years, and I was aware of other histories of small communities, and Windsor Heights didn't have that kind of a history. We had a small historical pamphlet published in connection with the 50th anniversary of incorporation, but that was all. So I've been involved with the city in different ways, and after I retired and spent time with the Windsor Heights Foundation, I decided we needed to have history, so I started
it. So you started it. You know, and it is true, isn't it, George? I mean, Windsor Heights is not that old of a community.
75 years from incorporation, the early settlers were in the early 1900s.
However. Right, yeah. And what was that area of Windsor Heights known for prior, and why the name Out of the Mud?
Well, I'll start with the mud, because most of Iowa in the early part of the 1900s was a lot of mud, and so much so that it was hard to navigate any place when the roads were wet. It's just too muddy, and Windsor Heights too had that kind of mud, and there was no paved street in Windsor Heights until the Colbys paved University Avenue so they could get coal out of their mine that was in Windsor Heights.
And that was one of the major industries in Windsor Heights was coal, correct?
Yes, yeah. That and farming.
And farming, right. Now, you're talking about University Avenue, and as it now sits, University Avenue, and I like to kid people from time to time, you can now land a 747 on Windsor Heights University Avenue. It's four lanes or five lanes sometimes with a turning lane, and it's rather wide. But back in the day, that was just a cattle trail almost, correct?
It was. There was Des Moines had pavement to about 42nd Street, and then later they came close to the Windsor Heights, had a bus that came through. But when the Colbys had opened the coal mine, the university was not paved.
Right, and they couldn't get through in those
heavy
wagons.
One time, even with the big draft horses and wagons, they couldn't get their coal out. So they paved University Avenue to 63rd Street and then went on and made another connection to Des Moines so they could get it out.
Got it.
And there were no sidewalks at all back that time. In the 40s, somebody decided that there ought to be sidewalks on University Avenue anyway.
And they're still talking about that.
Yeah,
You know, it's amazing. When I read this book, and we're going to kind of fast forward to the present day, I was struck by the fact that some things just don't much change in Windsor Heights. If I remember correctly, and you'll know the story better than I, but in part of the book, one of the first city council elections that were there, there were two sides, and they were on opposite sides of the spectrum. One group said, we're not going to raise any money, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to leave things the way they are. And then there was a progressive group that said, oh, we're going to go out and do all kinds of stuff, and it's going to be a real treasure of a city. And the do-nothings won.
Except the other party said no new taxes either. I don't know how they were going to do some of that stuff.
Exactly. George Hanusa, ladies and gentlemen, he is the author of the book called Out of the Mud, The History of Windsor Heights. And I'm partial to that because I get to live in the village of Windsor Heights, and I do dearly love that community. One of the other interesting things about your book and what it points out is that lots of families have made Windsor Heights and stayed active in the community of Windsor Heights, not just for decades, but generations.
Well, that's true, and I think the number one case is the Colby family,
right,
which became a part of Windsor Heights when they bought a farm owned by the Motts, and they did this coal mine, but they soon realized that was not profitable, so they sold it, but they began developing property and doing housing. And as a result of that, over the years, they built something over 300 homes, many ranch-style,
right,
known as the Colbys. The others, too, the Troutmans were a prominent family involved in the city government. Another family called the Weedas, who came in and worked for the Colbys and became part of history as well.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating history. And like any small town, and you can take this historical look at almost any small town in Iowa, and they all have these fantastic histories. A friend of mine just wrote a book about the history of Greene County, Iowa, and I thought it was fabulous. Yeah. And it's so similar in so many respects, but also obviously different because of the different players that are involved here. George Hanusa is with us. His book is called Out of the Mud. George, while you were researching and putting this book together, was there anything surprising that came out at you? And they said, wow, I didn't realize that. That's something relatively new to me.
Well, several things. The first was that the very first ordinance that the city council passed in 1941 was a speed limit ordinance.
So I told you things don't change in Windsor Heights.
Then another thing that was interesting is that the building that houses what had been the Front Row and now Maple Vape was owned by Rosenbergs for a while, and they were bootleggers.
Ah, the bootleggers were hanging out in Windsor Heights. Is that right?
Yes.
Where was the police station at that time?
Well, the police station altogether was in a former grain store that is still part of what is housing Gigi's Playhouse. It had been advanced lighting.
So wait a minute. You're telling me, I know where advanced lighting used to be, where Gigi's Playhouse used to be. That's on University Avenue, about, 100 feet from where the bootlegging place was.
Right, right.
How could that be, George? I mean, how could there be a bootlegging joint 100 feet away from the police station? Never mind, right?
Yes. There was bootlegging going on, too. There was a tavern where European Flavors now is, and Katie Corn from that, and the one by European Flavors had a tunnel from one place to another so they could get rid of the booze if they had to.
Yeah, you know, isn't it amazing? That failed experiment that happened so long ago now called Prohibition, there was some – where there's a will, there's a way, apparently.
Yeah.
And some folks had their palms greased, no doubt, even in some of our smaller communities.
Yeah.
The book – is available where? Where can people buy this?
Windsor Heights Hy-Vee Customer Service has it. The Windsor Heights City Hall, Beaverdale Books has it, and so does Plain Talk Books in East Village.
Very nice. You know, it is, if you're at all interested in the history and what you've done with this, and you had some great help with Akili Design putting this together, what you've done with this is you've also... And that's not just verbiage. There's lots of old photographs in there. Where did you dig up all these photographs?
Some are in the city archives, which three or four kind of dusty boxes. I got acquainted through email with Ken Kemp, who lived here in the 40s, and he sent me many pictures of the time he was here as a kid, including the speed limit sign that says, "Welcome to Windsor Heights, speed limit 25 miles an hour."
In 1941, right?
Yeah, well, close to it.
Maybe here's something that folks may not have known about, and I found this was pretty exciting when I first moved to Windsor Heights 6 or 7 years ago, that at one time, Windsor Heights was on the cusp of really taking over the land that is now Clive, Iowa.
Right.
Tell us that story.
Well, in the 50s, Windsor Heights could have annexed Clive. Prior to that, they annexed Crestwood, which was a community between what is now Clive and Windsor Heights from about 70th Street on. But for some reason, city fathers didn't think it would be worthwhile doing that, and so they didn't, and so we became landlocked.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of funny because one of the things in the book, it says they didn't think much about annexing Clive at the time because they didn't see that there was a lot of value there.
Right. Yeah.
And now, of course, Windsor Heights is landlocked. About how big an area is Windsor Heights? So we can put this in perspective.
About a square mile and a half.
About a square mile and a half. Mm-hmm. That's about it. 4,900 happy people live there. Well, mostly happy people.
Mostly.
Yeah, there's
depends
some,
when you ask them.
There's some curmudgeons from time to time that hang out there. George Hanous, the book is called Out of the Mud. If you have missed any or all of this interview, we will have it up on our radio blog and be directing you as to where you might buy this really well-done book, and it's a lot of fun to read. Thank you, George.
Well, thank you, Michael.
And if you know family and friends that have once lived in Windsor Heights, they would appreciate getting a copy, no doubt. Good to see you.
Thank you.
You're taking good care of yourself, my friend. George Hanousa, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got to duck aside. Why? Because we're going to check out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks go up or down? I can tell you this. It wasn't as stellar a day as it has been in the past. We might have broke the bank on this one. Stock report coming up next here on the Business News Hour.